Welcome to the 205th episode of the Crack Die Podcast.
Oh my goodness.
All right.
We made it.
Hooray.
I don't know what to, but we did.
Hooray, we're here.
95 more episodes till episode 300.
Are we starting that count now, really?
But will we find out what happens to the goblins? That's what I want to know.
If we make it to episode 300, potentially.
Good Lord, we're going to make them wait another 100 episodes?
Serves them right.
We've already been told that no one likes our regular episodes. They only like our goblin episode.
I'm just glad we've moved on from the musical episodes.
True.
Will I remember my goblin in 100 episodes? Who knows? That's a different Heidi.
Will I remember what I was doing? I have no idea.
Yeah, it's a different Heidi and a junk lady. So good luck, guys.
So I have a question for everyone here. Christine is excluded from this question right now. Is there a fast food or like fast casual place that once you eat the food, you just have to hibernate for, oh, I don't know, let's pick an arbitrary number, 17 hours?
No.
No.
No?
Fuck you.
What an odd question, Sean.
Yeah, that sounds oddly specific.
Yeah, see, that sounds like you have a problem is what it sounds like. And you're hoping that you're not the only one. That's like, at work one time, this girl was like, you know how when you jump on a car and it tries to drive away from you and you have to hang on to the windshield wipers? I was like, no! Nobody fucking knows that but you!
What the hell?
So yesterday, Christine and I were out running errands and I said, hey, I would like to get some lunch. Would you like to go to this pizza place or would you like to go to Chipotle? And Christine was like, Chipotle. So we went to Chipotle.
We haven't had it in a while. I was like, you know what? Cool. I could go for like, you know, a burrito bowl.
So we get home with our Chipotle and we sit and eat it. And then we have these grand plans to work on different parts of the house to get them cleaned up and whatnot. So I walk up and I ask Christine, I'm like, do you feel just like completely exhausted and beaten up? And she's like, kind of. And I was like, I'm glad it's not just me. Let's go like lay down. And then 8 o'clock this morning showed up and
Oh shit.
So Sean is the only one that slept that long. I took a nap and woke up and I was like, okay, I'll have some dinner. I'm going to play some Baldur's Gate and then I'm going to come back and go to bed. Sean was passed out for almost all of this.
So there's tryptophan in Chipotle, hashtag alternative facts.
That sounds like you were fighting off something.
So we got up early-ish to like run some errands. So we were outside in the cold and we like actually did get up and were like doing a bunch of shit. So I think that also might have played some part of it. But Sean is firmly convinced it's all just the Chipotle.
It's all Chipotle.
It's all Chipotle.
Hashtag not a sponsor and we don't want them as one. Just kidding. If Chipotle wants to sponsor us, we will happily take their Chipotle bucks.
Sean, do not burn bridges.
Yeah, please don't.
Especially with delicious, delicious Chipotle, please.
Especially with people who don't know that we're here.
There's that Chipotle exec going, you know what? Fuck it. I was going to reach out to them next week.
Well, last time we were here and I was awake because it wasn't yesterday, you guys went up the stairs and found a room dedicated to one of the dwarven gods, Dringvit, the dwarven god of debt, pursuit, and vengeance. You guys bypassed all of the precious offerings left in the bowl, despite what some people wanted to do. You walked into another room. It looks like kind of a judge's chamber where they would go to figure out what's going on. And then you opened another door and you found a bunch of jail cells with emaciated bodies in there. They're very old. What is left of the flesh has been slowly rotting away. And as the three of you walked in, a bunch of dwarves started to show up in a very ghostly-like image. They started fighting each other and you in the meantime. So we're in middle combat. This is the start of round two. And as three of you, Knife Sword, Soraya, and Brianna, are in the room, the ghostly images slowly start to fade away.
Did you die in there?
No, thankfully. But it seems that perhaps this might be going away, dissipating.
Ivor only has the strength to manifest for a few moments at a time, and it might begin again in a bit.
That's a good point. I'm not sure we can do anything further here if they're not willing to see reason. Should we quickly look around and get out, or should we leave this for later?
So all of these doors that we see lead into jail cells?
Yes, and in each of the cells there's bones of multiple creatures. You can tell there's multiples because there's multiple skulls. I'm not assuming you can't just look and be like, Rain Manning, how many people were in there?
You don't know me.
It's true. I don't. They're make-believe characters. But you can definitely tell there were multiple people in each of the cells. If you take a few minutes to look around in here, you might be able to figure out some more things. But other than that...
And it looks like there's a curve at the end of the room. I don't know if that leads to more cells or another door.
I'm down to continue on if you guys are.
Yeah, I guess we'll cautiously make our way southward.
Okay. So as you move southerly, you notice that there are more cells around the room. If you take a minute to look at the remains in the cells, you notice that some of the skulls are cracked. And I'm just going to say, because Brianna does so much medical stuff, you can tell that those are like blunt force trauma to the head for some of them. So it may have been like a brawl that broke out in the cells between each other. A couple of them, it looks like there's bite marks like down to the bone, or and even the bones were gnawed on.
We know they were left to starve.
Yeah. So you can gather that this is where some people got thrown into jail, and then as Sagarak was starving to death, they resorted to cannibalism and fisticuffs with each other to try and survive.
I might have a kooky idea for getting rid of a haunt, maybe? But that depends if we want to stay and look around the cells a bit more.
It looks like it's a dead end from where I can see, so unless there's some reason we want to be in those cells, I think our mission lies elsewhere.
I agree. I think we've seen what we came to see. It seems as much as I would want to put these souls to rest, if there's nothing we can do for them currently, our mission lies elsewhere.
All right, so moving on then?
I think so.
All right.
To the north.
To the north.
Away from the ghosties.
So as you all head north, you see that there is a door to your west, and then there's the door that you came through to your east.
I say westward.
Twin Talon, you want to listen? Let us know if there's anything funny at this door.
I got a 44 perception check.
Sheesh.
Hot.
Jesus.
That's a natural 20, by the way.
Okay. Well, in that case, you hear crickets making love in the next room. No.
Oh,
wow.
That's how good your perception is. You hear the faint, very faint sounds of like a forge being worked, a hammer on an anvil or an anvil-like shape, but it's very faint.
So technically, you don't actually hit the anvil with the hammer. You're hitting the metal that you're working. So if you hit the anvil, you're going to just... Never mind.
If I had a hammer.
Actually.
I'd hammer in the morning.
What do your Shawanti ears hear?
It sounds like someone's working on a forge somewhere in the distance, but that's all I get. Also, there might be some horny crickets in there. It's unclear.
Well, I better go listen to the horny crickets then.
I didn't think you were that kind of woman.
I'm not.
Horny crickets?
See, now we know.
I did think she was that kind of woman.
There's an U-shaped hole in the door, just like, bah!
Gone!
Well, we are looking for a forge, are we not? I guess this is the right direction.
Are we? I thought we were looking for the dwarven lady who's ahead of the Scarlet Triad in this area, and also a dragon.
Sure, but isn't she where Droskar's temple is?
I don't know.
Am I remembering that wrong?
You found the hidden forge. You're now in the Temple of the All Gods.
And we're here looking for something with the all undead dwarven city?
Well, he said that the usurper is here, and he keeps coming back and, like, taking out pieces of the city at a time. And if he keeps doing that, eventually it'll destroy the king. So he asked us to go here and...
destroy him instead.
Yeah.
Yes, you're on a split mission right now. You're looking for Isra Embermead, who is the head of the Scarlet Triad, who's been working with the Usurper. As the king has told you, the Usurper is exactly what Matt said, is some type of dragon who keeps destroying parts of the city. And through your mission, research, helping the city, etc., you've learned that Embermead and the Usurper are kind of working together.
Oh, I know what I derped. I forgot that Droskar's realm is called the Ashen Forge, which is why I thought maybe his temple area would have a forge. My bad.
No, that's fine. That's 100% correct.
How did I equate this? What did I do?
But it is the Temple of All Gods, which... So it stands to reason there would be a forge in Droskar.
Yep. You have seen a lot of dwarven deities represented so far.
So Twin Talon will take a couple steps in the room. There's two doors, one to the north, one to the west. He's just going to listen to see where he can hear where that forging is coming from.
Does he provoke?
I'm going to roll over your natural 20, and I'll say it's you can hear a little bit louder now to the north.
So Twin Talon will go up and check this door here. Is it locked and or trapped?
Let me make a secret perception roll for you. All right. You hear more clinking to the north. You don't really sense any or see any traps or anything like that.
All right. I'll wait for everybody to get in position.
I start to rage. Ah!
You're a room away. Come closer.
Baby, come back. I'm here.
All right. So now that we are all in position, Twin Talon will give the hand signs for like 3, 2, 1, and then he opens the door.
A set of three forges with matching anvils are positioned against the northern wall of this cramped room. The ceilings are a mere 6 feet high. The walls are decorated with images of a stern dwarf with one arm wrapped in chains, which he uses to whip enslaved dwarven smiths. The three anvils before the forges are themselves likewise decorated with images of wrapped chains.
And what about the four people that are standing out there?
Oh yeah, there's four members. They look very similar, wearing the same regalia of some of the other members of the Scarlet Triad that you've dealt with, and they're in this room. Three of them are studying. One of them seems to be working on a sword that is very red right now.
See, three of them are studying?
Yeah. Well, they have books open.
Okay.
You can only assume that means they're studying. And with that, let's go ahead and roll some initiative.
May I have raised my shield before we entered?
Yes, you may.
Thank you.
Heidi, you're already raging. All right. Let's go over everyone's initiative. Matt, what did you get?
I rolled a 19 for a 46.
Jesus. Okay. Christine?
I rolled a 12 for a 32.
Haya?
I rolled a 12 for a 30.
All right. Heidi?
Rolled a total of 31.
All right. And then Rob, what did you roll?
Well, I mean, to roleplay correctly, since I'm actually in the backpack right now, I... specifically rolled a 1 so that I would get a 23.
Ah, which means you only get 2 actions to start. Well, Matt, you won, so you go first.
Did I? Okay. So with 2 move actions, Twin Talon can reach the Scarlet Triad member to the west side of the room, who is by themselves. And since they haven't gone yet, they are flat-footed to my attack. I'm sorry, off guard. They're off guard to my attack. So that is a 34 to hit.
That is a hit, but not a crit.
Nice.
How many hero points do I have?
I believe you have 3 currently.
Then I'm going to use 1 to reroll that. I rolled a 6.
All right.
38 to hit.
That is a hit, but not a crit.
Ah, well.
Do not reward quit fishing in this game. Actually, they do, but, you know.
I mean, it's whatever the dice do, right? I just figured I had 3. I can't get any more. So if I was going to get 1, you know, whatever. And it's the first round. It's the first attack. Best chance to hit. Okay. So that is 42 points of damage, 33 piercing, 5 sonic, and 4 electricity.
All right. It looks like it all goes through.
Nice.
Barely injured, though. So we need to do more of that. And that's going to be my turn.
All right. I'm assuming you're going to put precise debilitation on them.
Absolutely.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure. It is one of the Scarlet Triad members' turns. And what they're going to do is they're going to take 2 moves to flank Twin Talon.
Okay.
Does that put you flat-footed or no?
Not unless they're higher level than me.
They are not higher level than you.
Then Twin Talon can react to people on either side of him as well as he can to one person.
That takes away some of my funness.
Yeah,
So two moves to get there, and they're going to strike out you. So because you use stealth to make your initiative roll, you are technically hidden to them.
I don't think I am, because there's no cover.
Don't you have a feat that allows you to be always hidden, though?
No. The 15th level, Twin Talon will then be always hidden all the time, no matter what, essentially.
Gross.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
You can't hide from our love.
Except from our love, you're right. But other than that.
I rolled a 19 on the flat check, which is a success, but then a 32 to hit you.
That's a failure.
Yeah. Well, that was their turn. Next up is another Scarlet Triad member. And they're just going to run to the middle of the room.
This big-ass room's pretty tough, right? For melee.
Yeah. They're going to draw out their blowgun, and they're going to shoot at Brianna up here at the front.
All right.
But you are two range increments out of their range. Oh, my goodness.
Did they inhale the dart?
27.
Well, I believe that's a critical failure.
Yeah.
They may have. Hang on. Let's see what happens. Ranged. You critically hit your nearest ally.
So the one that they just moved away from.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so they shoot their blow dart at Brianna, and her shield is raised. So it bounces off of that, off the wall, off the floor, and into the neck of the Scarlet Triad agent behind them. And it does 7 piercing. Oh, right. It's a critical attack.
Are there any other effects? So I feel like usually if you're going to use a blow dart on someone, it's like got some poison tip nastiness.
Because those blow darts do like 1 damage. Typically, like if they just, I think, carrying something else.
Oh, yeah. I got to roll for something else here. All right. Let's see if I can make a fortitude save. This is great. I rolled a natural 1. That is a critical failure.
Collapses.
So that usually means you go up to stage 2 of whatever was supposed to happen.
Yeah. So they're taking 66 poison.
Damn.
Oof.
Which is another 22 points of poison. And they are enfeebled 2.
Does it look like they take all of the poison damage?
Yes.
Okay, good. I will throw blight bombs.
And they are enfeebled 2.
Yeah, so I looked up blowguns, and blowguns have a damage of 1 piercing. So, yeah, there's no reason to use a blowgun unless you are delivering a payload of some sort.
Poisoning someone.
Right.
Well, that was a waste. I hurt myself more than I hurt you people. All right, Christine, it is Soraya's turn.
I will take my first action to move my 35 feet up to this little corner spot here. So I'm running roughly to the same side of the room as Twin Talon. So yes, I am running roughly to the western half of the room. I'm not really leaving the center.
There are some stairs going down.
Yes, it looks like there are stairs going down to either side, but I'm going to stay right where I am. And for this one that's already, I'm going to add insult to injury and throw more poison at them.
Okay, so the one who just got shot by their friend. Yeah, okay, great.
This is how you do it.
I'm actually going to make a blight bomb with my second action, with my quick alchemy, and then I will huck it at that one. Looks like she is targeted. 31, apparently, to hit.
That is a miss. Would you like to hero point it?
Yeah, I'll hero point that. 41.
There we go.
That is a hit, but not a crit.
All right, fine. So they take 3d6 poison right now. They take 3d4 persistent, and there would be 3 splash, but this person moved out of the general range of that splash, so.
So that was actions 1, 2, and 3?
Correct. Move, make bomb, throw bomb.
All right. So the Scarlet Triad member who's on the northwest diagonal of Twin Talon is just going to try and skewer Twin Talon. First is a rapier with a 30 to hit.
That's a miss.
Second attack, 31.
That is a miss.
Third attack, that is a natural 20 for a 34 to hit.
That would normally be a miss, but I guess since it's a natural 20, it'll become a hit.
Yes. Are we good with that? Anyone using a hero point?
How many hero points do I have?
Matt has 2, Christine has 2, Haya, you have 3, Rob has 3, Heidi has 3.
I'll spend 1.
I will take 1 of knife swords. Oh, no, 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 no. And I will reroll, keeping the lower result. That is a 30 to hit.
That's a miss.
All right. Swing, swing, swing.
Thank you, friends.
That was it. All right. Heidi.
Heidi!
It is your turn.
Ooh! would like to take her dread martial stance, so I immediately roll for intimidation, make myself really scary, put on my scary face. I would like to re-roll because I had a total of 27.
Oh no.
Please re-roll.
I'll bat my eyes at them instead. Wrong face. Slap. Try again. 31. I'll bat my eyes at them again. Damn it, Hayden. Get it together. I mean, ooh, whatever.
Let's see here. 31. And what level are you guys?
14.
14. Ooh, that is a fail.
Wait. Okay. I don't think I could do it again, right?
You can take the Dread Marshal stance again, but it's another action.
Yeah, I don't want to do that right now. I'm going to go in and I'm going to sudden charge right there. Double move. And a strike.
Heidi, just so you know, for your Dread Marshal stance, you're looking for a 32.
Oh, ball sacks. All right, next time. Is 32 the number you were looking for?
Are you making an attack or a Dread Marshal stance?
I was making an attack.
Well, that will also hit them, so.
Oh, okay, cool.
I would like to react to murder when she's done, please.
No, thank you. No liking.
All right, we're going to hit some damage. Let's do it. 32 damage.
Yeah, all right. Matt, would you like to?
Yes, I would. 33 to attack, please.
That'll hit.
All right, and they are off a guard.
Yep, it's already calculated in there for me.
All right. So that's 31 damage from Twin Talon, and he will also put Debilitating Strike on them as well. Or Precise Debilitation, I should say.
Didn't you do that last turn? No. You attacked the one in the top here. Okay.
Yeah. So now they both have Debilitating, or they both have Precise Debilitation on them. So as long as I continue to attack them, they will keep it up.
All right. You batted your eyes at them, and they're like, that's a sweet half-orc. And then you ran in and slashed one of them in the face. All right. Great. Next up is Brianna. Hiya.
Well, it's going to take Brianna a little bit to get to someone. So Brianna is going to have to double move to get up to the right of Ooh. So my brain, they're sort of back to back, but not really touching. You know what I mean. And for my last action, she's going to attack the northeastmost person who tried to blow dart her?
Yes.
Haha.
She tried to blow her, correct.
She did at a distance. Anyway, how's a 41?
Nice.
That is a hit, but not a crit.
Does vitality or holy?
Vitality has replaced positive.
Okay, which won't work on this person since they are not undead. Am I remembering that right?
Yes.
I believe so. I'm trying to remember, because disrupting got turned into something else, I think.
Right. Did disrupting turn to holy or to vitality?
I feel like disrupting turned into vitality.
Okay. Well, they take 18 points of damage.
Did you add an ooze bonus?
I do not think so.
Nope. 22.
There you go.
It's +4, not +2.
Correct. That's my turn.
All right. That is your turn. Next up is the enfeebled and poisoned Scarlet Triad agent. They're going to look at the person who just made them poisoned and action one, draw their blowgun. Action two, make a shot at Soraya. Ooh, that's a natural 20 for a 42.
Well, I have 2 hero points left, right? We'll reroll that.
I never get to have any.
Maybe if you gave hero points out more often, we'd spend them more often. And then you'd get to have yours.
27.
That is a miss.
Nice.
Phew.
That's a great swing. Crit hit to miss.
Boo.
I mean, she can load it and try again.
What is the reload on a blowgun? Reload one action. Yeah. So they drew, they blew, they reload.
Checks out.
And now they take persistent poison.
Yep. They're going to take 9 points of persistent damage.
And hopefully not recover.
Fun.
That's too funny.
And then rolling recovery, they rolled a 17.
Oh, fuck you.
So the poison is gone.
Boo.
All right. Rob, it is Knife Sword's turn. Remember, you only have 2 actions.
All right. So I'm going to pop out of the backpack. I guess that's 1 action. Or is that 2 actions?
No, that's 1 action.
Is it?
Well, you know, I open the door and then I stand up, so I didn't know if that was...
Okay.
Well, then I guess I'll magic missile the injured one in front of Ooh.
Okay.
Just do one magic missile at level 4.
Oh, jeez.
I got a question about the poisoned dude. They made their recovery check, right?
Yes.
But aren't they under the effect of a poison, which means they need a fortitude save?
Sorry, they are still poisoned by the blow dart. The persistent poison that Christine put on them with her blight bomb was what the recovery was for.
Yeah, poison damage and effects are like dealt with differently. It's weird.
Okay, so the blight bomb is the persistent poison that went away, you're saying?
Correct.
So what about the whatever poison they got hit with? Does that need to tick again?
That does need to tick again. Thank you. Yes. So I need to make another fortitude save. Let's see. And I will make this public. That's a 20. That is another crit fail.
So it's stage 4?
It only has 3 stages, so it goes to stage 3.
Okay.
Which is another 8d6 poison. Another 31 points of damage on them. Thank you, Matt. I'll give you a hero point for reminding me of that. Thank you.
Yeah. Happy to help.
And they're still enfeebled.
Great.
Nice.
And then the magic missile also deals 9 points of force damage to the one kind of between Twin Talon and Ooh. All right. End of the first round. You guys did some work. Good job.
Uh-huh.
It is now the top of round 2. And Matt, you're up.
Okie dokie. So Twin Talon will target the Scarlet Triad member to his southeast, the one adjacent to Ooh that he has off guard. And he will attack.
Okay.
That is a 30 to hit.
That is a hit because they are off guard.
All right. So he thrusts his short sword forward. Lightning and thunder erupt. So that's 49 points of damage.
Oof.
Oof.
Do not like.
Me likey.
They're still standing.
Then he will attack again. Thrusts once. Thrusts twice. That's a 29 to hit, which I think is a miss.
Yep.
So I will take my hero point I just got, and I will try to reroll that.
All right. Fair enough.
That's a 38 to hit instead.
That is a hit.
All right. So do that damage.
Do that damage.
Do-do-do-do. You're the next contestant on Reactive Murder.
I wish. Ugh. I rolled 4 ones, so I got 26 damage.
Nice.
Boo.
Boo indeed.
I'm still standing.
For now, don't get excited.
Let's see. So with my third attack, I think I have about a 50-50 chance of hitting them.
Huh.
Well, you miss all the attacks you don't make, so let's make that third attack.
I believe in you.
Make that attack.
I know the natural one. So I will use another hero point.
Oh, boy.
Oof. 26 is a miss. Curses.
That is a regular miss.
All right. That's my 3 attacks. And precise debilitation will drop off of the one to the northwest. And Taisani is going to go. And she's going to move, fly up and around to flank the Scarlet Triad member that Brianna is fighting. To give Brianna a +2 to attack.
All right. So we're going to try something, and it's probably going to be dumb, but we're going to do it. This Scarlet Triad agent is going to move to flank Brianna. But, ooh, you may either use an attack of opportunity or no escape.
Attack of opportunity?
Okay.
Hooray!
No escape just means you follow them, which they end up next to you, so that's not going to help very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, not really worth it.
That'll hit.
All right.
Roll that damage.
39. Do it, baby. 30.
All right. They are still alive. Barely, but alive.
So, Sean, where did that attack happen? As they were leaving that first space?
Yes.
Then I would like to reactive murder, because Ooh hit them as they were leaving that space.
Oh. Never mind, I'm not going to survive. Arrg. All right, go ahead and make your attack roll.
35 to hit.
That's a hit.
So angry.
That's what he said. I farg.
You farg?
Yeah, that's what he said. I farg. I farg. I'm sitting at the back of my brain now. I farg.
That is a 48.
Would you like to describe your kill?
Yeah!
As the Scarlet Tribe member tries to shift southeast, Ooh swings her axe, hits him high, and Twin Talon sweeps down and sweeps his legs, cutting his Achilles tendons, and starts to bleed out on the floor.
Delightful.
Well, they don't get to do anything now. Thanks.
You welcome.
You decided to move, okay?
I know.
Remember at the beginning, we were like, this might be a stupid thing, but let me see how it goes. Well, this is how it goes.
I was expecting the attack of opportunity. I forgot about reactive murder on an attack of opportunity. It makes me sad.
I don't know how you could forget about that, but...
But yeah, I feel like he's not thinking about it triggering off another person's reaction, but I assume the trigger is just someone damages an opponent.
Yep, just someone deals damage to an opponent with a melee attack. It's like, yeah, okay.
All right, so this Scarlet Triad member to the northeast of Brianna will drop their blowgun, draw their rapier, which I believe drawing has the manipulate action trait.
I was going to ask.
It does.
Which means that would trigger an attack of opportunity.
Even though that doesn't sound very sportsmanlike, but...
They're slavers. Sportsmanship doesn't care.
Exactly.
They go to take their weapon out of their sheath and you smack their hand with your sword. You're like, no.
Absolutely not.
Stop it.
Bad slaver.
That was a 32.
That's a hit.
Excellent. Plus an additional 4. Another 22 points of damage.
All right. Well, now that they have their rapier in their hand for their second action, they're going to attack Brianna.
Okay.
How's a 41?
That will hit.
All right. So it's 13 points of damage. Would you like to use shield block?
Shield block would eliminate all of the damage.
Yeah. I was just, how much did you roll on your die?
A 3 and a 2. So a total of 5 plus 8.
Okay, yeah, I'll just use my shield.
Shield block. Whoop. So we subtract the hardness, which is 16, which will negate everything. And for their third action...
They will cry.
No, that's what I'm doing.
Oh, okay.
Could you let me know what your reflex DC is?
25.
25. All right.
That's your DC or your save?
Oh, that's my save.
So at 10, so 35. All right, here we go. We're trying to make an athletics check to disarm you, which is against your reflex DC. And I take the multiple attack penalty because it is my second action. And the disarm has the attack trait, 34.
So that does not make it.
Does not make it. Well, it could have gone worse. Speaking of worse, Christine, it is your turn.
I'm not sure how I should take that.
Right? Sheesh.
Yeah, right?
I said what I said.
I'm going to stick with some of the stuff I already have prepared. I'm going to grab and huck a frost vial at the same one who's been poisoned and is apparently suffering greatly, much to our pleasure. How did I roll another? I rolled a 3 for a 27. I'm hero pointing that with my last hero point.
Hey, 43, critical hit.
Nice.
Alrighty.
That is a crit.
Pretty sure the graphic was in a paper airplane you threw at them. I'm not sure why.
You know what? Sure, I'll take it.
Okay.
It was an icicle, but yes.
Whatever.
The target takes normal damage, and all creatures adjacent to the target take half damage of the same type.
Can I just choose to do double damage instead? Because there's nobody adjacent to her.
So she will take 31 cold damage, as well as the 3 splash. She has a 10-foot speed penalty. And, yeah.
That was only my first action.
I'm aware.
She's badly injured now, so let's try it again. Hopefully I roll well. And I'm out of hero points.
Critical miss.
Woof.
I'll give you one of mine.
Oh, okay. I appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Teamwork.
Nope, I rolled a 1 on the second one.
Oh, fuck.
No. This setting is like, no. Uh-uh.
Try drawing a critical miss.
Oh, this is from D. Oh, boy. It does specifically say spell, so I guess we'll go with range. Your arrow bolt, alchemy, or sling bullet ricochets off the surface, bouncing 4 times, then hits your opponent square in the chest. Shuffle the crit hit deck and draw a crit hit card. Do that instead. It's called Divine Intervention.
Okay.
Thank you, D.
Hooray.
Thank you. Okay.
Awesome. This is the best crit miss card when we get it.
Yes,
this is true.
All right, I'm going to let me get the roll table going here.
Thank you.
It's beautiful and I love it.
Yes.
I'm shuffling our crit hit deck. Basically, I'm resetting the RNG on it. Roll.
Bomb or spell. Your target is dazzled until the end of my next turn. It's called Pretty Colors. So they're enfeebled, they're dazzled, they're slowed. They've got a lot going on them.
And it does double damage as normal.
Let's go.
This is where you just are like, I quit. I'm just going to come back tomorrow. This day is not going. This is when you're like, how much PTO do I have? Okay, do I have enough for the rest of the day? Because I got to reset.
Yeah, right. Because I just need to not be here right now. So that is 25 cold damage as well as the 3 splash. So 28 altogether.
Okay. They're very cold. Very, very cold.
They're near death. They can feel its cold, bony fingers.
You have one more action.
I do. Odds are extremely likely that if I do anything, I will be in trouble. Oh, apparently I do have my dagger drawn, though. So activate 2 actions. Is that how long it takes to poison a weapon?
Yes.
Damn. I will step into Ooze Aura.
All right.
Yeah, baby. Step into my stank.
Might as well.
All right. Next up is the Scarlet Triad agent who's going one-on-one with the Twin Taloned one. So, Rapier, 33.
Miss.
Rapier, 20.
Critical miss.
Woo!
Rang your own bell. Until healed, you are deafened. Mwop, mwop, mwop. I forgot I had those. Oh, well. Third attack. Rapier, 23.
23 is a critical miss.
This one comes courtesy of Finder of Path and Stars.
Yay!
Finally!
Chris Farley, is that you? What? Is the name of this? Overbalanced by your powerful strike that comically missed, you fall prone and are treated as if you failed your save against the grease spell.
Oh no! Thank you, Finder. That is awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So I actually need to make it. So I'm prone, first off. That's first and foremost. It's going to make getting stabbed in the back a lot easier. And then, because I'm holding a weapon, I have to make an acrobatics check or reflex save against Matt's class DC. Matt, what is your class DC?
My class DC. I'm glad you asked, Sean, because I know what my class DC is. It's right here on my character sheet. Definitely is. And it is a number that we all know. Class DC.
Definitely greater than 1.
Yes, it is. It is. And it is less than 100.
Class DC is 33.
If you tell me it's true, I believe you. I don't know where it is.
If you go to your proficiencies and go all the way to the bottom.
Okay, so 33.
33. So I am going to use my acrobatics to try and keep a hold of my weapon. And you know what? Just for funsies, let's make this public. 41. Okay. I do manage to hold on to my weapon, but I am prone and lying on the ground and deafened and covered in weird grease.
Sweat. It's probably just sweat.
Yeah. It is a forge, you know. All right. Well, that was my lovely turn where I did absolutely nothing. All right. Heidi, it is your turn.
All right. Putting on my grim face. I'm going to make myself really scary again with my Dread Martial Stance. I really got to stop batting my eyes at these people. These ladies are just, they're on fire. Oh, I think I've caught the vapors, y'all. And then I'm going to run over here real quick and then give her a swipe.
All right.
Just take me. 45.
Nice.
That's a critical hit.
Yes. Yes, Heidi.
All that eye batting was just to get them off guard.
That's right. This one is from Finder.
Nice.
2 in a row.
This is called Mythic Cut. If from a PC, triple damage, fort save versus class DC plus 5 or die.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
What is that over there? Somebody's fapping? What is that?
I was clapping. I was all clapping.
Just clapping. Totally just clapping.
All right. Well, before we do math for damage, your class DC is 33 plus 5 would be 38. 8, so I need to make a fortitude save of 38 or higher, or I'm just dead.
Or you instantly die.
Fun fact, fortitude is their worst save.
I couldn't tell that how one got so screwed by its own poison.
That's a 36.
That is, I believe, not better than 38.
I think it's dead.
Woohoo!
Oh my god.
Please describe how you obliterate this poor Scarlet Triad member.
Poor.
I moonwalk to it, and then I turn around and slash it in half, and then I go a couple more times.
Checks out.
Mythic.
I'm so fast.
That's your turn, right? You batted your eyes, you ran over, and then you attacked.
That's my whole turn.
I mean, not a bad turn. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some good stuff happening in that turn.
Well, it was an effective turn. All right. So the enfeebled and dazzled Scarlet Triad member, who still has their blowgun out, is going to attempt to shoot a blow dart at Ooh after the terrifying display she just put on. That is a 35 to hit.
That's a 33 on my part for my AC.
That's a hit. And then because I'm dazzled, Ooh is concealed. So I make a flat check and I rolled a 15. So that would hit. But I believe that you were going to do something, Brianna.
Yes, I liberate.
Of course.
Listen. All right.
So let me see how much damage this does. Does 7 points of damage, which means nothing. Who would like to take 2 steps?
I would.
Taisani would.
I'm pretty good here.
I unfortunately can't, otherwise I would.
Now, the last thing I need is I do need a fortitude save from Ooh.
Come and get it. 47.
You rolled a natural 20. So you feel this poison enter your system and you just flex your muscles and it comes out of your pores.
Nice.
Well, that was action 1. Reload is action 2. Action 3 is to shoot the blowgun at Brianna.
All right.
That is a 22.
That is a critical failure.
Oh, life is good.
Ranged. Lost your grip. You are slowed 2 until the end of your next turn.
Oh, bless. just give up. It's really okay. Actually, Brianna would say that. Are you sure you don't want to just surrender? Doesn't seem like you're doing very good over there.
Rob, it is Knife Sword's turn.
And I have my full 3 actions, correct?
Yes, I will give you all 3 actions this turn.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The little chuckle giggle thing is...
That was. Yes.
Did anyone else's butt just clench when he did that? Because mine sure did.
Puckered up real tight.
I mean, we're not on the receiving end, so.
I just wish I had something up my sleeve that would have made that worth it.
Black tentacles.
I could do that.
I mean.
Let's hit him with Phantasmal Calamity.
Which one are you attacking?
Let's go after the barely injured one. I think there might be overkill on the other one. Nah, let's not do that. It's silly. Yeah, let's just do a 3-hit magic missile on the really injured one.
All right.
3-action magic missile?
Uh-huh.
What level?
6.
6. Oof. All right, roll damage.
You don't think that'll be overkill?
Do you have to declare where all the missiles go at the beginning?
I would guess I do.
You choose the target for each missile individually.
All right, first missile's going to the injured one.
All right. Injured one takes 10 points of damage. They are still alive.
All right. Fire!
They take 9 more damage and are still alive.
Give it again! Full broadside!
11 points of damage, and they are still alive.
Better make sure how many missiles I get for...
More!
God, what is their near-death hit point, then?
Probably 20% or less. So normally you shoot 3. At 3rd level, you shoot 6. At 5th level, you shoot 9. So 5th or 6th level, it's going to be 9 missiles.
Yeah, so we still have 6 more.
Got 6 more.
4. Fire for effect.
9 points of damage. Would you like to describe your kill?
Yeah.
I pop out of the backpack with a Napoleonic War naval hat on with the feathers. And I have a little cannon. And I'm just firing it off at them until they, like, sink into the ground.
Just the 1812 overture in the background. You're just, like, firing in time.
And then I swivel my little cannon around and I start firing the other 5 at the other one.
All right. 10 points of damage. 8 points of damage.
Sheesh.
Wait, at this point, can't we just roll like 5d4?
We could.
8. 8. One more, Rob.
Kablamo.
9. All right.
I feel like Brianna is deaf in one ear from all these explosions going off of her shoulder.
I quickly chuck the cannon over the side and with the hat and just sort of like put my hands behind my back and whistle.
Like full on like Animaniacs Looney Tunes nonsense.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Top of round 3. Matt, there is 1 Scarlet Triad member left.
Yep. So Taisani is going to come and
be next to it so that I get my sneak attacks, make it off guard, and then I will attack. So that is a 30 to hit.
That is a hit.
All right. So that is 44 damage, and I would like to put my precise debilitation on them.
Denied.
I'll attack again. That is a 41 to hit with a 17 on the die.
That is a critical hit.
Yes.
I'll take it.
Finish them.
Let's see what this one does.
39. Sapizo. Calf jab. Until healed, the target is clumsy one and takes a 10-foot status penalty to land speed.
Nice.
Clumsy one does dex, which means their AC is lower, and also if they attack with dex, which they probably do. With that rapier, that's lower too. Let's make it happen. All right. So that is 78 damage, 70 piercing, 4 sonic, 4 electricity.
Sheesh.
Would you like to describe your kill?
Twin Town calf jab. That's what killed it? Okay, whatever. So Twin Talon stabs this person in the calf who is flailing on the ground. I forgot that when I brought Taisani over. They were already off guard because they were prone. Just stabs him in the calf and apparently he hits an artery or something as he twists and pulls out. There's just a gout of blood and the person's face goes pale and sallow and then their eyes flutter and collapse to the ground. Twin Talon looks shocked as everybody else. That's what killed it. Like, oh.
That's combat. That's the end of combat. Everyone is dead. Unless you want to keep fighting amongst yourselves. Maybe you guys can do damage to each other because I sure as hell couldn't.
Did anybody get hurt?
I didn't.
Did not either, question mark?
No, I didn't land a single attack.
Oh, my pectoral muscle when that dart hit my body. Oh, my goodness.
I think someone's going to have to lay hands.
Saraya is the only one barely injured, and that's from being hungry.
Were there people in chains being worked? Yes, no?
No, there's just images of people in chains being worked by a cruel dwarf.
Okay, so we don't actually have to free anybody.
All right. So in town, we'll pat down the bodies, see if there's anything interesting on any of them.
While you're playing with the dead bodies, Heidi, what are you doing?
I am wandering over to look at the anvils.
All right. And Christine?
There were benches where some of them were reading, you said? I want to go investigate whatever they were reading.
All right. And Haya?
I think Brianna's going to nod in approval at Twin Talon's last kill. Be like, ah, looks like you managed to sever their popliteal artery. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And she'll look around and she probably notices that Soraya is still looking a little bit peaky, so she's going to see if she has any herbs in her pack for her to chew on.
I know I can't be healed to full right now because I have that like lingering hunger thing.
Is that what it is?
Didn't we cure that?
No.
Did we take a rest?
No, I don't think we have.
So that's what will cure that.
No, I'm proud of you guys for not, like, immediately being like, oh, someone's, you know, needs a full night's rest and whatnot, so.
Right. I feel like Brianna's whole thing, whether she gets it or not, is, okay, we just finished combat. How are people looking? Soraya still looks a little peaky. I don't know if she got hit that last round because things were moving quick, but let me give her something. Hopefully it'll help. That's my whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Even if it's just a snack to chew on, it won't solve things, but I'll feel better.
Yeah.
All right. So, Matt, you find the following items on the bodies. They all have the same items. This is all times 4, just so you know. 1+1 blowgun.
In the bag.
1+1 striking rapier.
In the bag.
1 set pair of resilient leather armor.
Baggy bag, bag, bag.
1 set of good manacles.
Nothing.
All right, I will manacle Life Sword's hands and feet.
Oh, no.
There you go.
They're probably too big, so I'll just slip out of them.
They probably are. They might just slip right off. But.
Yeah. 20 blowgun darts, so that's a total of 80.
Okay, in the bag.
You find 4 lethargy poisons for a total of 16.
What does lethargy poison do?
Lethargy poison makes you sleepy. Lethargy poison is commonly used in hit-and-run tactics by drow and others who want their victims alive. The ambusher retreats until the poison sets in and the victim falls unconscious. Further exposure to lethargy poison does not require the target to attempt an additional saving throws. Only failing a saving throw against an ongoing exposure can progress its stages. 2 actions, it's an interact injury. Saving throw is DC 18. It lasts for 4 hours max. Stage 1 is slowed for 1 round. Stage 2 is slowed for 1 minute. Stage 3 is unconscious with no perception checks to wake up for 1 round. And stage 4 is unconscious with no perception checks to wake up for 1d4 hour. You find 6 vials of purple worm venom. This is what they got hit with.
Okay.
And the purple worm venom, it's an interact 2-action injury. DC 32 fortitude, 6 rounds. Stage 1 is 5d6 poison and enfeeble 2 for 1 round. Stage 2 is 66 poison damage and enfeebled 2 for 1 round. Stage 3 is 8d6 poison and enfeebled 2 for 1 round. So, not bad things. They have the sigil of the Scarlet Triad emblazoned on them as well. They're anywhere between 2 and 400 gold pieces. That's what how much they're worth.
Okay, I'll throw them in the bag.
All right. Christine, as you are looking at the books on the table, it seems as if it's just kind of, two of them are just like bodice strippers that they were reading. And then one of them is, it looks like it's the history of Sagarax falling. And it's talking about how they were starved. And as the final inhabitants of this building were particularly reviled. Mass starvation took hold, and a group of optimistic dwarves plotted to lower Sagarak's defenses and let the orc armies in exchange for the orcs sparing their lives and letting them flee to the surface. However, one of the members of this group, Ludika, L-U-D-I-K-A, had a crisis of consciousness before going through with it. She informed what remained of the Sagarak's military of the plot. The military arrested the entire group and threw them into the prison of the All Gods. Blinded by fury, the military threw Ludika into the same cells as the people she had just exposed. Within a few hours, a fight broke out, and her former conspirators beat her to death. That night, her spirit returned to kill everyone in the prison, including the murderers and all of the guards. Lacking the resources and the will to deal with the situation, the survivors of Sagarak simply sealed the prison of the All Gods to prevent anyone from entering.
Well, that's horrific. She'll pocket the bodice rippers. She'll give them to U later. Yeah, she'll kind of relay that to the rest of the group in an increasingly like dismayed and like horrified voice.
And so that kind of explains why there's a weird, deadly haunt in the prisons.
As I said before, when dealing with a haunt, I'll be in the truck looking for orbs.
Ooh, as you look at the anvils and the whole forge setup, everything here looks slightly smaller. You kind of notice that in order to get to this chapel for Droskar, you have to like walk down some steps to get to it, or you have to pass through a bunch of other dwarven deities areas in order to get here.
Do you mean that it's like a map?
Yes. Don't tell anyone.
Okay.
You also notice that everything in here, like I said, it just seems a little bit smaller. The anvils seem slightly smaller than normal anvils. It doesn't look like these forges are filled with magma or anything like that, which is normal in like dwarven worship of, let's say, someone like Torag, who is the kind of the head of the dwarven pantheon. Again, everything just seems a little like cheaply made in here, almost as if it's a slight to Droskar.
Fun.
A slight.
I will also let you know that these stairs in the, what is that, southeast and southwest corners are going up. They are not going down.
I relay all that information.
I feel like they built the temple to All Gods and they like had to put Droskar in here, but they don't like him.
Yeah.
So they're like, here's some tiny anvils and shitty stuff to put in your stupid temple.
Wow, rude. Okay.
Right.
That seems to be a proper fit for what's going on here, Matt. But I gave you a lot of information. I dumped a lot of things on your plate. I took a dump on your plate, if you will.
Wow, rude.
Don't do that.
Definitely not going to eat here anymore.
Don't forget to leave us 5 stars on Yelp. But I'm going to give you all a week to think about, consider what, you know, what's going on. Consider the coconut for a little bit, if you will. And we'll be back next week.
Hooray!
Leaving 1 star. All right, gotta go.
Hey, wait a minute.
Bye.
What? Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Cracked Die podcast. Please visit us at crackdie.com. Pathfinder 2nd Edition and the Age of Ashes Adventure Path are property of Paizo. Background audio was provided by Sirenscape because epic games deserve epic music. Please visit them at sirenscape.com. Additional background music was provided by Epidemic Sound. Please visit them at epidemicsound.com. The Cracked Die podcast theme was composed by Angelo DiLoretto. He is forever missed. This episode was edited by Nathan. Please visit them on Twitter at @editingnate. Finally, thank you to all our patrons for assisting us in breathing life into this production. We do not know where we'd be without them. Our esteemed patrons are Cassandra Connors, D, Jacob Wilhelmi, Doombeard, Finder of Path and Stars, Logan, Mike Minatillo, Anwar Musa, Thomas Beard, Jason Leach, Margaret Torello, Shaka Jamal, Bibbity, Lee Jackson, Chris Simmons, Celine Turcotte, Michael A. Hill, Duke, Kyle Nichols, J. Vance Seven, Sean Moore, Cameron Heenan, Corey Fellers, David Montgomery, Gregory Bleichner, and Len Cole. If you'd like to join our Patreon, please visit patreon.com/crackdiepodcast.